Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to talk about, a question you'd like to pose, this is a good opportunity right now. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. We'd like to share this broadcast with you at Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's the verse of the day, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So we've talked about the fact that we are new covenant believers, that as a result of this new covenant, we have an eternal inheritance. And right here, Paul is telling us a little bit of what that eternal inheritance is. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And part of our growing in Christ is learning about this inheritance, all that we have been given in Christ Jesus. You know, a number of years ago, we owned a ranch in North Texas.
Right.
And loved that place. And we had retreats and conferences, and I had my office out there. A couple of others on staff had their offices out there. And we decided to let it go because we just couldn't justify the expense. And we found out a number of years later that it had natural gas on the property. And they started drilling that out into about a $70,000 profit per month. Mm. I mean, God had blessed us with some blessings there. We just didn't know it. And I think that's the same case with so many believers today, that they have this inheritance, this eternal inheritance. They've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, yet they live as if they're spiritual paupers. And one of the things that we want to do here at Basic Gospel is to help inform and educate believers on what they really have in Christ. That's an important ministry. And once people really know, I think they just see their Christian lives start to grow and blossom and really explode in this grace of God that has been given to them in Christ. And it's a very important thing to know what we have in Christ, isn't it?
Yeah, otherwise we're going to end up, guys, you know, we just end up shopping and hoping and begging and pleading and waiting for more. And a lot of our Christian life can be characterized by that if we don't know what we have.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So instead of resting, and we've talked about that this week as well, instead of resting in what we have in Christ, we ask for things that we already have. So it would be quite foolish to say, Lord, make me righteous, make me righteous. Well, that's one of the blessings that we have in Christ. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Mm-hmm. So one of the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ Jesus is righteousness. We have been made righteous. Jesus Christ has given us his righteousness. So instead of asking for something that we already have, we just need to rest in the fact that God has already given it to us and be thankful for it. And the same could be true for redemption, for reconciliation, for holiness, for forgiveness. All of those things are ours in Christ. So we need to realize that we have an eternal inheritance, an inheritance that we can enjoy right now, right here, as believers in Christ. It's not something that we have to wait for until after we die. Mm-hmm. So that's such a wonderful thing to realize that God has blessed us in Christ, not only for our eternal life beyond the grave, but our present life in Christ right now.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. We're glad that you've joined us. If you'd like to really join us and pose a question, the lines are wide open right now at 844-322-2742. Again, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And what a privilege it is to bring this good news to Basic Gospel listeners every day. And many of you, our friends, know that Andrew Farley has not only been a longtime brother in Christ and very interested in this ministry, he also today serves on the board of directors. And Andrew, thanks for joining us today, and I'd like for you to share a little bit about how important it is for our listeners to support the ministry as we look at new opportunities going forward.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob, as you've mentioned a number of times the last couple of weeks, we have this unique opportunity. Someone has come forward and is willing to give this $25,000 matching gift. And those opportunities are rare.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's unique. Not only is this person been a long-term supporter, but they really want to do something special here and just say, whatever comes in up to $25,000, I'm willing to double that with my gift. So what this effectively does is it enables each person out there, you know, if they give $25, it's like giving 50.
Yeah.
If they give $100, it's like giving 200. So it's a super unique opportunity. And what you're doing is you're supporting this message. And this message, you talk about a rare thing out there. If you've been listening for a week, a month, or a year, you have probably already figured out that, you know, it's really hard to find a ministry that is exclusively focused on the cross and the resurrection and the grace of God and our new identity in Jesus and what it means to live not under the law, but under grace, and to trust Christ instead of trying your hardest, instead to walk in that trust of Him. So, you know, in supporting Basic Gospel, that's what you're supporting. You're supporting the message. And to be able to expand this ministry and get the message into the ears of those who are in Atlanta and in surrounding areas, you know, that is our target right now. And it is a mission. It's a ministry. It's an outreach. And you can come alongside of us and partner with us and help make that happen. We literally can't do it without you. So if it's on your heart to give, to become part of our support team, well, we could certainly use your help, and it would mean the world to us.
Well, Andrew, we certainly appreciate your heart for the ministry and those important words to our listeners and friends. You can join us and become a partner with us right now if you dial 844-322-2742, or if you go online and click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742, a very important time in the history of this particular ministry as we move forward. God is opening doors, and we need to walk through them. So we can't do it without your help. So we appreciate your partnership with us here at Basic Gospel. Once again, the phone number. We'd love for you to come in and be a part of this edition. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. Andrew, you're going to be in town in a couple of weeks. I think not this weekend, but the next, for a conference on the grace of God. And I know people here in the Dallas area may be interested in that. Tell us a little bit about that event and what people can expect if they decide to come and take part in it.
Yeah, well, we're talking about 9 days away. So literally, not this weekend, but next weekend, April 27 to April 29, right here in the Dallas area in Plano, Texas. We're going to be having a convention, and it's called Convention 220, and we've got five dynamic speakers. Ralph Harris, he wrote a book called God's Astounding Opinion of You. John Lynch, who many out there already know. A number of us are going to be gathering together with five different keynote speakers and five different workshops. And it's a great opportunity to meet like-minded believers from around the country and beyond. So hundreds and hundreds of people will be gathered from all 50 states and Canada. And if you are in the Texas area, or in fact anywhere, and you're listening right now and you're looking for a weekend of encouragement in the grace of God, well, we'd love to have you join us. If you would like to register for that event, again, it's April 27 to 29, just 9 days away from now. And the website for that is network220.org. That's network220.org.
Well, thanks, Andrew. I hope many people will come and take part in that. I know if they do, they will be greatly encouraged in their walk with Jesus Christ. Well, let's go to our phone lines right now. We're going to start in Louisville, Kentucky, with our friend Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo. What's on your mind today?
Hello. This is going back about 6 months ago, or maybe a little longer, but I'll never forget it, because you said God treats you as though you never sinned. And though that was beautiful, I thought, How can that be? How can that be?
Well, that's a good question, Mary Jo. And guys, how can that be?
Yeah, well, it comes down to two reasons, in my view, guys. You know, first, Mary Jo, we have the forgiveness that we have in Christ, and that forgiveness is a once for all forgiveness. So that truly is, if He has died once and it's for all your sins, and if He has taken away all of your sins and He hasn't left any out, then that's as if you've never sinned a day in your life. I mean, your track record is spotless. Your track record is perfect. And that's not a perfect performance on our part, but it is a perfect forgiveness and a perfect cleansing. So when God does something for you, He does it perfectly. You know, Hebrews says, by one offering, He has made us perfect forever. Again, that's not perfectly behaved, but it's perfectly forgiven, perfectly cleansed. So that's reason number one. And then number two would be the righteousness that we have in Christ. Not only are we forgiven, but we are now called the righteousness of God. You know, He took out our heart of stone. He gave us a new heart. He cleaned house and He moved in and He made us new creations. We're children of God. We're righteous. We're holy. We're blameless. So if all of that is true, and if God is no liar, well, then those are two solid reasons that we can say, you know what, God relates to me as if I've never committed a sin in my entire life. He relates to me as a perfect person that is perfectly forgiven and perfectly cleansed and perfectly righteous as a free gift, because that's who God made me. Does that help?
Yeah, I was trying to say that to a friend of mine. And now, if she goes to your website, does she have to wait a day before you can get this on the archive?
No, it'll be on the archive this afternoon.
Yes,
so
yes.
By 4 o'clock this afternoon, 5 o'clock your time in Louisville. So, yes, if she goes there this afternoon or this evening, today's broadcast will be on the air. Another thing that I would suggest, Mary Jo, we have a wonderful little booklet called Basic Gospel, and it goes over all the verses that that Andrew just laid out and that we lay out on a daily basis as far as our identity in Christ. And if you haven't received a copy of that, we would love to send that to you. And that could be a resource that you could pass on to your friend as well. So let me put you on hold, and we'll make sure that you have a copy of that. Okay, Mary Jo?
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. We always enjoy hearing from you.
Yes, indeed. And if you'd like to be a part of the broadcast, give us a call at 844-322-2742. As I said, the lines are wide open right now, 844-322-2742. Guys, a question from Corey, who listens on our great Dallas area affiliate, KWRD-FM, The Word. He says, I know that as a new person in Christ, we will be made new in heaven with new bodies and made perfect by God's grace and power. If we are indeed made perfect in God's grace and power as His children in heaven, and sinful desires are no more, how did Lucifer have the capacity and desire to sin against God? And will we be protected from similar influences as new creations in heaven? This question has come up a few times, and sadly, I don't feel I have the answer to it. Thanks for your ministry. That's from Corey here in the Dallas area.
Good question, isn't it, guys?
Is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As far as Lucifer is concerned, you know, he's a different type of creation than mankind is. And so this grace of God is for mankind. It wasn't for any other created being. It simply was there for you and for me. And this grace of God is of such power and of such effect that when it changes us, it's an eternal transaction. So when we've been made righteous in the sight of Christ and have been given that righteousness, that's an eternal transaction. When we have been perfected by the blood of Jesus Christ, that's an eternal transaction. And so when Christ comes to live inside of us, when He calls us his child, that's a forever reality. So it's the grace of God that is going to endure forever, and that's what we're going to count on, and that grace is not available to any other created being other than mankind. And that's what makes it so special for us, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go to Revelation 20, you see the outcome for the devil, for Satan. You know, Revelation 20, verse 10, it says, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown." So, you know, we already know the destiny for the enemy. And I think you hit it exactly where it needed to be described. You know, the difference between humanity and angelic beings. That's why they, in a sense, envy us. I mean, we get to be new creations. We get to be children of God. We get to be people with that new heart and that new spirit and Christ living in us. You know, angels, they don't experience that in the same way at all. And so, you know, a fallen angel, there's really no hope there. That's why we read in Revelation 20 of the choice, the ultimate consequence of that choice. So, you know, God doesn't demand our love. He didn't even demand the love of his angels. He gave them a choice. Some of them rebelled. And then, of course, there's a consequence for that rebellion. But as you said, Bob, thank the Lord that our rebellion was followed by an invitation for a total exchange of personhood, where we get to be born again, born of the Spirit, born of God, something that angels can never be.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting to look back at the story in Genesis. And, you know, there was a choice in the garden. Mm-hmm. There was the tree of life. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Adam and Eve went about their business, their relationship with the Lord, without any trouble, until the serpent came and stood beside the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and through his deceptive tactics made that tree look desirable to Adam and Eve. So I think the judgment of that act by Satan to capture mankind, mm-hmm. God's most cherished creation, that had eternal consequences. And so in his love, in his sovereignty, in his grace, he had already prepared a plan. He knew about Jesus. So in his foreknowledge, there was Jesus. And Jesus was always going to be that one that would come and restore us, restore the life that we lost in the garden, restore the rest that we lost in the garden, restore our eternal glory as God's highest and most cherished creation.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We still have time on the clock. If you'd like to pose a question, give us a call, 844-322-2742. Richard, as one who has his finger on the financial pulse of the ministry, tell us, give us your thoughts right now on where the ministry is and the opportunities that we have coming up, that God is opening, those doors that God is opening up.
Well, we've been talking about it for a while now. This opportunity in Atlanta is just almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
People are already responding. We used to be there a long time ago, and we lost that station through no fault of our own or anybody else's. It just went away.
Yeah.
And the chance to be back on in that area, talking with those people, friends of ours, new friends of ours, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
And we have this $25,000 gift that has been given. And if we can match that, like I've said several times, we've basically paid for the first year. Mm-hmm. That never happens in a radio station.
Yeah,
it takes
really
3 to 4 years usually to break even. But if we could break even in year one with this station, that is beyond blessing.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And it's not because we want the money. It's because the message is that important.
Yeah.
It takes money to give the message, of course. But it's the message. It's Jesus. Lives are changed when we give this message of Jesus. We're not the ones doing it. It's the power of God through the Spirit.
Yeah, and we had this wonderful comment that came in yesterday on our Facebook page. Petra wrote to us and said, "I listen every day and have grown and learned leaps and bounds in my walk with the Lord. God bless you." So
yeah,
we know this ministry is making an impact, making a difference around the world. And so join in what God is doing to make a difference in people's lives. And only the gospel can do that.
Only
the power of God's grace. And That's what we're asking you to invest in, the power of the gospel to transform lives.
And we ask you to go right now, if you can, to basicgospel.net and click donate, or you can call and make your contribution to the ministry through 844-322-2742. Again, that's available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Well, a message from Mike in Bend, Oregon, and a question. He says, couldn't a perfect man die for our sins? An elder of a church asked this. They teach that the Word left Jesus at the cross, that Jesus was crying out to the Word, not the Father, and that the Spirit left also because they could not be stained by sin. That's from Mike in Bend, Oregon.
Strange way of looking at it. Yes. But the answer is, yes, a perfect man could die for all of us. The problem is, none of us are perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. And so this whole thing we call the incarnation, where Jesus emptied himself, became one of us, lived the life of perfect dependence on the Father, and completely fulfilled every requirement that God had for a human being, and then he said, I'll take all their sin on me.
Yeah.
He never became sinful, but he became sin, and therefore completely defeated sin, and then raised back to life in the resurrection to bring that life to us. This is the gospel. And that's why the question is important. I don't understand what this other pastor's talking about. Really don't want to understand it. Jesus was the perfect being, the perfect God-man. We're the most blessed recipients of that grace.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And we talk about somebody dying, a perfect man dying, but that's not the whole story.
Correct.
And that's why it's important for us to understand the fullness of the gospel. It's not Christ simply died for our sins. Mm-hmm. That's just the first chapter. He was buried. He was raised from the dead. Why? Because there's an even greater need that we have, and greater than forgiveness, and that's life itself. And Jesus Christ came that we might have life. And Andrew, that's so important for us to get out there, isn't it? Not just a half gospel or a third of a gospel, but the full story.
Right, yeah. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. You know, people think Christianity is a behavior improvement program where you just live for Jesus, try your hardest, and reform your actions and your attitudes, and boom, you're living the life. Well, wait a minute. He said he's the life. He is the life. He is the way. So nobody else could be the Lamb of God. Remember, that's what John the Baptist's announcement was. Look, the Lamb of God, not the Lamb of men, but the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Nobody else could be eternal life to us either.
Yeah, so we appreciate that question, and always appreciate the opportunity to retell the story, tell the story of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And it's through faith in him that we become new covenant believers, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And as we said at the very top of the hour, we have been blessed by God our Father by giving us every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly. So we have been given it all, and it's our joy to talk about all that we have in Christ Jesus and to encourage you to enjoy those blessings, enjoy that eternal life that you have. Rest in that forgiveness that you have. Rest in that righteousness that you have. And truly learn to live as a child of God, an heir of God, a co-heir of Jesus Christ.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks for sharing on today's edition of Basic Gospel. And remember, friends, that we have that special gift for you when you give this month to help fill up that $25,000 matching gift. Every dollar, of course, that you give to support the message that you hear each day on Basic Gospel will be doubled. And when you make your April gift, we'll send you the Simply Grace gift package, 3 resources to strengthen your faith and deepen your understanding of the Word of God. Request yours when you click donate at basicgospel.net or when you phone 844-322-2742. As I've said, that number is available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.